So I killed Jason. This is my podcast now.
Fuck you, man. I was talking about, I literally mentioned, doesn't 30 Rock have a great cast? And Catherine, snarky piece of shit, goes, is this a 2000s cast podcast? And I just like, kind of like, I don't know. And then you click record and you're like, I fucking killed him.
So this is my podcast now. Goodbye, Jason. Everyone wave bye. Bye.
It's like it's a Sesame Street episode.
That's how I would host a podcast if I had my own.
Just puppets and Big Bird.
Yeah, but like you don't see any of the puppets, so it's just me talking to myself.
Just like the puppets like doing hard drugs.
I wouldn't say that, but sure.
Well, with that being said, let's talk about the fucking 2000s.
Says it in a weirder voice each time.
Dude, it just gets worse every time.
Yeah, that's your brand.
Yeah, so we can talk about these fucking great TV show themes. There was so many, like, when you hear the first note, you know, like, the show is about to begin. Like the minute you hear that note, it's like, I'm in for the ride. Mm-hmm. Like, let's start with a real deep cut that you showed me the other day. Roswell.
Hell yeah.
Roswell. Hell yeah. Fucking Roswell, which is coming back.
As soon as I was watching it, while some friends were watching it, and the theme started, and I just, like, I was like, you know, this show could be really bad, but I'm already in because they used this song.
I had completely forgotten about the theme until you sent it to me, and I was like, oh dear Jesus, I remember this.
Also, in case it wasn't, we never actually said what the theme was.
It is Here With Me by Dido.
Which is so perfect.
Really, I want you to bury me to this song.
I'm such a huge Dido fan anyways.
We're going to do a whole episode on Dido.
Yes, please.
There's so much music from her that we all love, but for some reason in the 2000s, it was okay to like not like her. But I was like, no, she was so good. She was like, had very minimal sound with such a very strong voice, and she never like went above and beyond. It was like perfect.
Yeah.
And it just sounded so good.
So much iconic music.
Fuck yeah. And I was just like, dude, like, you can't hate on this. Like, when you hear it, it's like, fuck, I totally remember this. And you start singing. And I heard Here With Me. I'm like, man, I kind of want to cry now. This is like perfect.
Like, so good.
Dido made great music for like all single women who lived in New York during the 2000s.
Oh my god.
It was like such a...
I don't live in New York, but I can relate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was... I mean, it still is like such...
So good.
Roswell is such an amazing theme.
Yeah.
I've been hearing it since you showed me. I was like, I can't get enough of this fucking song.
As soon as I sent it to you, I had played the first couple bars of it before I like sent the song to you. And after that, I was about to leave my job. So I'm like, okay, well now I have to listen to it as I walk out. So I did. And it was great.
Yeah, like, I listened to it. Like, I was going to work out, and then, like, it came up, and I just kind of sat there and listened to it, and I just kind of lost the energy to work out. I was like, I kind of just want to lay here and listen to this entire album.
Yeah.
But with, like, the Roswell, like, it was perfect for Roswell, and, like, the whole montage of who was in the show. Colin Hanks was in the show, and Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
And the show's kind of soapy, which I think super really soapy. Works for that song.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's
soapy
so
songs
good.
Need that, like...
I'm in love with an alien. Like, it was so good. But Roswell is coming back.
Yeah.
CW ordered a reboot of the show. I will support it if they use the same... I need to rewatch, like...
Because I've only seen parts of, like, season... I've seen, like, parts of season 3.
Yeah, I need to, like, get into the whole thing and just be like, damn, this was a ride. But I definitely, I will support this show if they use the same song and just kind of revamp the whole opening credits.
Yeah.
But with that same song. It can't be anything poppy now. Like, I don't want to hear 21 Pilots. I don't want to hear 21
that
Pilots.
That 21 Pilots song would come on, you would immediately just turn the TV off and walk away.
I wouldn't turn
and
it off.
Go back.
I wouldn't turn it off. I would yank it from the wall.
Oh my god.
And just throw it. I wouldn't even have the decency.
That's just a waste.
It is a waste, but it's like 21 Pilots.
Better not be watching on my TV.
Better Call Saul. Big deep sigh from Catherine as I said that.
As you say, most things.
Yeah. Roswell theme, Here With Me. Yeah. Sorry. But,
damn it.
Yeah. If you haven't heard that, check that shit out and then come back to us and thank us for showing you that song because it's fucking awesome. A new version of Java is available, Catherine. Would you like to restart your computer?
I'm good.
Okay.
I need nothing.
Another great theme that my girlfriend loves watching, House. So the theme song for House. You've seen House, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember what the theme is. It's a show that like I've seen a couple times.
Massive Attack, Teardrop.
Yeah.
That
perfect song.
Yeah, when you saw it, I was like, yeah. Perfect like song it was like it. It was really, really great credits of like the anatomy, human brain, and shit like that. And then hearing like the piano and then like the slow like all the guitar, and it's like, yeah, and like the whole echo ambience of it all, and like it's one of the most perfect songs ever, and just a great theme to kick it off. Yeah. I mean, it came from a classic album, a great first album from that band, and it was like damn, like that shit hit me. Like it's really hard to describe how it felt, but like when you're a big House fan, that's one of the best things about the show, aside from the character, is that theme. Like, it's one of the few shows where you know it's a good show when you don't skip over the opening credits.
Yeah.
Like when like they give you the option skip intro, you don't click it. You're like, I love this song. I can hear this shit over and over.
Especially if you start singing along to it, whether it's, like, on purpose or not.
Oh, yeah. You just kind of, like, damn. It's, like, what you look forward to, and then you enjoy the episode just as equally.
Yeah.
But that opening theme always sets the tone. Yeah. And that was one of the best theme songs ever to set the tone for what the show was.
Mm-hmm. I'm
like, oh, this is perfect. I don't know. It just fits so well. Yeah.
And on the topic of medical shows, Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Like, oh, if my opinion, one of the things I was looking for when I was looking at TV show themes to talk about is I was just looking at 2000 shows in general. And if I could see the show and immediately remember the theme, even though I haven't seen the show in years,
that's
how I know. And Scrubs is one of those where just I see the Scrubs like logo and I automatically go, and I'm like, I'm no Superman.
I love that show.
It's so good. And the tone is perfect for it because it's like, it's not like too poppy. Because like the not. Show it's a comedy, perfect. But it's not always lighthearted.
Yeah, it definitely has its moments. But it was one of the perfect shows that came at a time when there was like a million hospital shows.
When
ER was huge, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
When The House was on too, right. And so there was like all these hospital shows.
Yeah. Scrubs will always be my favorite hospital show.
Oh yeah, Scrubs.
Always.
Scrubs so all good. The way.
I've been like really wanting to rewatch it, but I'm watching so many sitcoms right now, I can't allow myself to do that right now. I'm bouncing between like 5 different sitcoms, so.
I think we talk about like the both of them, because like they both came from like the same producer and same style, was The Office and Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
The Office.
Both good.
Like the minute you hear the piano keys, it's
iconic
as shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if you were in a movie theater and heard that playing before a trailer, you might start crying. Like there was an Office movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the world would like cease.
It would, yeah.
You know, So The Office, iconic as fuck. That's also a theme that never gets old. Like you kind of sit through, you go through the whole opening credits and you just enjoy it. Like you just love like the feeling of it. It fit so well with what the show was. It was lighthearted. It was a lot of fun. It definitely had its dramatic ass moments, but it's still like that song encapsulated it all of kind of what it was. And the same thing with like Parks and Rec.
That's super another goofy. One of those themes that I will sit there and, like, scream along even though there are no words.
There are no words. But she's just, like, Catherine just screaming horn sounds.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I mean, I'm also biased because, you know, everyone has, like, I think at least one show that's, like, their default. Where it's, like, I just want to go watch a show that's going to make me happy, that I love. Like, that Friends, I feel like, is that show for a lot of people. Like, you can watch it a million times, never get sick of it.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec is my Friends.
Parks and Rec is my Friends as well, because I didn't like Friends.
I never got into Friends.
I think that was for like a generation behind us.
I don't think it's bad. I just never got the hype.
You know, it comes on reruns, and I'll kind of watch one or two.
Yeah.
And I still think it's funny, but it's not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But Parks and Rec was, like, perfect, like, for... Yeah. It hit the right spot. And with, like, Parks and Rec in The Office, when what's his face? Left. Michael Scott left, that was when the show started to, like, wane off.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, such an integral part.
Yeah.
Steve Carell. I don't know why I forgot his name. But with Parks and Rec, it just got better with each season.
Yeah.
After season two, just kind of took off.
Yeah.
When Rob Lowe was introduced.
Yeah. And the last season is kind of controversial because it's definitely kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for a season that, like, considering the reasons why it was like that, I understand why it was like that, and it still hit the points for me. The episode with when Ron and Leslie got, like, what's the word? They made up.
Yeah.
That episode made me cry the first time I watched it, and it still gets me in my feels every time. And I'm not a crier. You know this.
No, yeah.
I am Catherine's,
like, mildly void of emotion.
It's just, I wouldn't say mildly. So the fact that this show strongly has made me cry.
Strongly devoid of emotion.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
I'm going to save Smallville for later. Because fair. Smallville is one of my favorite theme. It's probably my number one favorite theme so far out of this list that I'm seeing.
What about Dawson's Creek?
Dawson's Creek! I sing that intro at work almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Because someone at my job will say, we'll just say, I don't want to wait. And then I will just continue.
To be over.
And then everyone will I scream that sometimes, and I'd be like, I don't want to wait, and see who continues it, and someone will always continue it.
Yeah. That song is iconic.
It's so fucking good.
And that's another, like, it's a soapy song for a soapy show.
Soapy teen show.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek, Michelle Williams, Katie Holmes, and that other white guy. Forget his name, but it's like, man, iconic cast.
Uh-huh.
As much as people give shit about having all white shows, can't front on Dawson's Creek, guys. Like, yeah. You can't hate on this shit. It's a song that will never be hated. It is a show that can never be hated, that lived not too long and not short enough, but just the sweet spot. It was like the
too perfect... long, but not too long.
Yeah, not too long. It was like perfectly run show, good timing. Everyone went off to do their own shit. Michelle Williams went like to do everything else. Katie Holmes went to go on and marry Tom Cruise and now go out with Jamie Foxx. And then James Vanderbeek is kind of doing like low key shit. And the other guy went on to do Fringe.
Yeah,
he went on to do Fringe. So they all succeeded in their own way. Happy for them.
What was the soap opera that, what's his face from Supernatural was in? Jensen Ackles. He came from one of those soapy shows.
I think it was like Passions or like General Hospital.
No, I don't think so.
Or Days of Our Lives.
I'm gonna look it up. I think it was Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, it's probably Days of Our Lives. Do you like the Days of Our Lives theme?
I don't remember what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't watch that shit. Malcolm in the Middle. Before Walter White was Walter White. He was their dad. He was the kid's dad. I forget his name. Fuck, I was talking about this show the other day with a coworker. But Malcolm in the Middle theme, you know, you're not the boss of me now. That song won a Grammy for best song written for motion picture, television, or other things.
Soap opera, baby.
Damn, Jensen Ackles, dude. He doesn't age. He doesn't age. I don't think he's white. He doesn't age like a white person.
He definitely looks older now, though.
He's like, definitely older, but he ages so well.
This is him in Days of Our Lives.
He ages so well.
He looks like a little baby Ken doll.
He does. Jensen Ackles, man. Bless up. Yeah, You're Not the Boss of Me Now. I wish I could play this on the podcast, but we've been pretty good at not getting copyright.
Yeah.
But Malcolm in the Middle theme song, the best. Like, one of the best. I feel like Trump just saying it's one of the best, it's one of the greatest.
You're gross.
I feel awful. But I'm not wrong. I mean, it did win the Grammy for Best Song written for a TV show. It won a fucking Grammy. So it's like, they're not wrong. And like the opening theme with like the cut-ins of like the TV and like the graphics. And there was like anime happening and then like all the kids getting in trouble. And Bryan Cranston, you know, it was, you know, life is unfair. It was like the perfect kind of encapsulation of like growing pains as like a preteen and then hormones and then being a hating your parents, leaving the military, you know, having a girlfriend, you know, doing drugs. It was like a great teenage song that really found the show in its core. The Colbert Report.
Wow. That's really how funny. About Phineas and Ferb?
Ooh, yes.
An original TV theme. So good. Like, if you were in, especially in that
age. I feel like we could also save a lot of the cartoon ones for, like, I feel like there's so many good cartoon themes.
That's fair. I mean, we didn't establish that before, I know. Sorry. I'm bringing it now up.
We'll bring it up now, and then we'll do live action shows for this, and then cartoons next.
I love it when you have specific ideas and then don't inform me.
I'm sorry.
Screw you, Jason.
You're not informed.
Screw you.
Catherine is the least informed person ever.
It's because you literally don't
But Phineas and Ferb is one of the goats.
It's iconic.
It is an iconic show, theme.
So good.
Like the characters, like the whole thing, it was such a kooky vibe.
And it was one of those rare, I think, kid shows that both kids and older people could enjoy. Like, it's not that show where your kid watches and like you're like, oh, I have to bear witness to this.
No, everyone loved it. Like it came at a good time when like cartoons, even as an adult, were taken more seriously. And even adults started getting more into cartoons. Like, even now, like, everyone loves Rick and Morty and Gravity Falls, you know, Steven Universe. Like, you know, like people my age, like, we love this shit. But yeah, Phineas and Ferb, like, you should go peep that theme. The theme song from Chuck, it was Cake's short skirt and a long jacket.
You need more long.
Long. Yeah, I was recommended this by our good friend Julian because, of course, he would watch Chuck.
He would.
He would watch Chuck. Julian will never be on this podcast, but the one day he is, I cannot wait to shit on him for an entire podcast.
Well, maybe we can do like an indie podcast and invite him on, and then just spend the entire episode giving him a hard time.
Which is how we
exist nearby him, anyways.
Yeah. 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 Oh, see, look, Scrubs.
Yeah, see, it's iconic. Yeah. Scrubs. Any, iconic. Like, 2000s TV show themes list you find, Scrubs is on it. Like, that's just how it is.
Fuck yeah.
Another one, though, that isn't a cartoon, Jason.
Sorry.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah! Gilmore Girls! I still have a crush on, what's her name? Alexis Bledel.
Of course you do.
Big, big crush. Of those steely blue eyes.
Oh my god.
Seeing her in Handmaid's Tale? Yo. That shit cuts right through your soul. Like, oh. Rory Gilmore.
Oh my god.
She was awesome. Still is.
Yeah. Valid. It's by Carole King.
Yeah.
What was it called? Help me. I hear it in my head. When you're out on the run, getting lonely. Where you lead.
Yeah, with Carole King.
Because I looked it up earlier, but I never wrote down what any of the songs are.
Yeah. It is.
I love that song.
It's iconic. Did you ever see the revival season when they brought it back?
No.
For like a few episodes?
Nah.
I didn't catch it either.
Is it any good?
I heard it was pretty decent. It was pretty decent.
I remember there was a period of time where, whenever I got home from school, I was the only one home, and I would come in, and I would watch the episode of Gilmore Girls that was airing, and then That 70s Show would air right after, and because of this, I this was one of the first times in my life that I was actually watching shows in order of things that they happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the timing, I was at, they were airing each one every day in order.
So you'd watch it like before school?
Yeah, or no, it was after.
Oh, after school.
Because they were reruns, but they were doing it in order.
Mm,
so I watched almost the entirety of it that way when it was on television before stream binging was like a thing. And then it would do like two, I think it would either...
That's like the perfect way to watch a show.
Yeah, it would do either two or four episodes of that 70s show afterwards. So I really...
Which is, oh man. Yeah. That's another great theme.
Yeah, that's also actually another one on my list.
Yeah, that 70s show.
Yeah, so good.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but I know it in my heart.
Hanging out down the street. The same old thing we did last week.
Which, it's, oh God, so relatable to my current life.
What's fun is like they shot it in like a car and like they interchange who's driving and they all sing along. Yeah. And it was like, a lot of these songs like kind of we talk about, they fit... They were so perfectly picked for the show.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, the perfect song. Everyone's kind of going along with, like, the ride. They're all hanging out. And half the time, almost each episode, they are kind of doing the same shit as last week, where they're just kind of smoking pot.
Yeah, pretty much.
And getting into weird shit and having relationship troubles.
Such a perfect song.
Yeah, and Hyde hating everyone. Yeah. So, that 70s show.
As teens do.
I see, like, that's, like, that, I remember they tried to do a That 80s Show, and it just didn't click.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they tried to do a That 80s Show, and lasted, like, half of first season or some shit, it just didn't click. But That 70s Show was, like, I don't know, it was just, it's comedy that still ages well, because you can watch a rerun and still crack up, like, it's still such a hilarious show.
Mm-hmm.
Another show... This might even be a short episode because we're just kind of plowing through these. I have no facts about any of these songs. We're just kind of plowing through these.
Here today.
No facts. Yeah. Just no facts. Just the
truth.
Yeah,
I actually think I've run through my whole list now. So I.
Oh, I've got. Oh man, I've got plenty.
Yeah.
The OC. The OC. You've never seen this show.
No.
Dude. When you heard this haunt, I have to play it. I don't give a shit.
I can cut it out later.
They're just in California the whole time the credits are rolling. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. Please don't cut this out. It's, like, perfect.
Do you want to get sued?
Yeah, I don't want to get sued.
I'll, like, chop up little bits of it so it's not recognizable.
Yeah, I'm sure we can just play, like, 2 or 3 seconds. It's fun. If you just play this bit...
What if I just play the part where you go,
California! It's, dude, California, here we come. Iconic as fuck. That first season is one of the greatest seasons of television ever. I'll fight for that show. Oh, you from Chino, bro? Like, Ben McKenzie plays like a guy from like the middle of nowhere, Cali. Like the shitty part of LA. And he goes to like the hills and shit. Like Malibu, OC. And they all treat him like shit because he's not from there. It's like privileged white kids with underprivileged white kid
right.
that just hate him. But it's like so good. Him, Misha Barton, Adam Brody. And what's her face? The other one? The brunette. What's her fucking face?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
Hold on. No, you know her.
Do I? Do I know anyone, Jason?
What's her name? It's gone. I forgot her name. But yeah. So Adam Brody, Misha Barton, all that. This was a fucking awesome teen drama. Like, this was this was around the same time Laguna Beach came out and The Hills around that time. When I was like coming up.
I thought of another.
Ooh.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
Yeah.
Good one.
I mean, honestly, it's all I really have to say. You either know it or you don't, and if you don't, that's your damn problem.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. If you don't know the That's So Raven theme, you voted for Trump.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Actually, I'm thinking of people I know who voted for Trump, and like, I do actually think that's a valid argument.
Dude, I told you, I'm fucking right. Like,
yeah.
They didn't, if they don't know, then they're ignorant. They're not cultured. They don't know that shit. Yeah, the OC, California, it was like one of the few, it was like the only, excuse me, the only intro that would just say the same shit, and it just was fucking perfect. Like, California. Like, it was perfect. But really, the OC is just a bunch of privileged people having problems.
I mean, isn't that not
so many shows? So many shows, yeah. But this was like the OC. This was like rich white people having marital problems, cheating each other, yeah. You know, people dying, like drug problems, relationship,
Damn white people.
Speaking of white people problems, Buffy the Vampire Slayer being the fucking... Like, it was, oh man, it was so good. It was, so with you and Gilmore Girls watching it after school, I would watch that show before school every morning, and they would show season one till when it ended all the time, like, in chronological order.
Nice.
I went through, like, what was it, middle school, from, like, the fifth grade to middle school every morning watching that show, and I fell in love with that theme, the characters, the whole fucking ride. Like, having Buffy and Angel, like, that arc was awesome. And then she killed him. And then he got his own spinoff show. Like,
you know, the first time I watched America's Next Top Model was when one of the marathons was on, so I watched an entire season in one go. And that's the only way I've ever watched that show. Only when they have marathons on TV, and I just sit down to start it, and yeah. I don't get up until it's over.
I mean, yeah, you really can't get up until Tyra says it's okay to leave.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until she tells you.
Until your picture isn't one of the ones she's holding. Yeah,
and then you can pack your things, and you can go home now.
Yeah. So, and there was one time, I remember my dad and my brother were giving me a hard time for doing this, and they sat down, and then at one point, I left because I had to do something, and they continued sitting there and finishing the season.
Yeah, dude, like...
Because that's what you do.
That's exactly what you do. And that's what you do when Buffy comes on. Yeah. Because, like, once you see, like, the really 2000s graphic and, like, the whole slidey thing, and then like, the big guitar coming in, it's like, yeah, I'm strapped in for this ride at Mach 5 of vampires and Sarah Michelle Gellar, big crush still. She's still amazingly beautiful. Her and Freddie Prinze Jr. have been married for almost 20 years, I think it was like, is that 20 or like 15 years, something like that. But they've perfect love. Perfect love. Like kind of the way people view Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith in Marriage, that's how I also view her and Freddie Prinze Jr. They came through the same 2000s eras of doing teen movies, teen shows, the whole thing. And then, like, and they were in Scooby-Doo together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Love. Love is real, y'all. And speaking of love, one of the greatest shows to ever exist, ever, with the greatest theme in 2000s, in my opinion, ever, was Smallville. Save Me by Remy Zero.
Yeah.
Because, like, just hearing this shit, iconic. Iconic as fuck. When I rediscovered it, I listened to that shit in the car on the way to work.
Nice.
Screaming, somebody save me. Which is perfect, because it's about Superman before Superman, and there's so many people he needs to save. And his own daily struggles of being an alien, but having really human connections and feeling alone all the time. And having a crush on your neighbor. That's really what that shit is. And it's when I would watch it every fucking Wednesday night, and then it moved to Thursday nights, I think, on the WB, before CW came along. before CW was the WB. And Smallville was still on. One Tree Hill was still on. Fucking Dawson's Creek. Everyone was still there. Everyone was still at the WB. And this shit came on. Tom Welling. Every girl was losing their shit for how hot this guy was. And you know you lost your shit when he was like hung as a scarecrow with an S over his abs. It's like, oh, it's like Superman, Smallville, S, meaning, metaphors, but it's like, somebody save me. This fucking theme. It's so fucking good. It's fucking powerful. It's powerful. Mildly sounds like a Christian rock song, but it's not. It's not. It's not. And if it is, you know what? I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I'm so down for it. It's so fucking good. So strong. And this band's like, this is like this band's only hit, I think. And that's fine.
I don't know. I haven't heard of any other music by
This is the only time I've only heard this band, Save Me, and that's that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because that shit slaps. Like, the minute, if I'm in, like, the kitchen, and, like, this show is on, and the minute I hear that theme, I'm running in. I'm running in. Like, Clark and Lex are having another argument. Lana's there. Everyone had the biggest crush on Lana forever. Still kind of do. She was just gorgeous. Like,
I never saw the show, so.
Dude, do yourself a big favor. Oh, yeah, this guy died, I think, in the show.
That's fun.
I forget what his name was. Her.
Spoilers.
God, that's enough. Sam. Where is she? Kristen Crook. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's a cult leader. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so Allison Mack. I have so many small little... tiny tidbits, but Allison Mack played Chloe in the show, and then this year was found out that she was a head of a cult. She was like a co-leader of this cult for women in empowerment, but they would make women have sex with like the leader and get branded with like their logo on, and she was like arrested and she's in jail now. So it's like,
damn,
fuck yeah, like that shit is crazy. Yo, like, look, she's fucking gorgeous. Kristen Crook? Yeah, dude, she was so pretty. Is so pretty. And so everyone had a crush on Lana, but Save Me. I'm getting way off track. Save Me. Greatest theme song ever. Flat out. The 2000s.
Yeah.
Facts. Truth. Fight me if you don't think so. Okay, great.
Still on Facebook.
Sorry.
This hoe.
Fuck, man. Are there any other shows that I can think of? Fucking... I don't remember Tree Hills. I don't remember One Tree Hills theme.
Well, then, was it a good theme?
I don't know. I think it was. Like I got friends that still watch it, weirdly enough. Reno 911. That was a good one. All right. So, The Big Bang Theory is on this list, and I don't agree with it. Just going to say that.
I think the song is catchy, and it did its job. I just don't want to acknowledge The Big Bang Theory.
That's fair.
That's just where I'm at.
That's fair.
I don't think it's a bad theme song, but I also just don't like the show and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, me neither. That's, if anything, that's a very problematic show.
Yeah.
That it could be talked about on an episode where we just yell about how much the show sucks. But I don't think I have the energy for that.
I do follow, the one girl, who plays Penny, Kaylee, Kyoko, I think?
Yeah.
So I follow her on Instagram.
Kyoko?
Something like that, yeah. I forget how to pronounce it. But I follow her on Instagram.
Do you know
but
how
that's the only connection.
You know they get paid $1 million an episode?
I believe that.
A lot of these guys?
The show's, like, huge. There's, like, a whole spin-off now.
Another great theme is Drake and Josh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. And that Drake Bell wrote and sang it. And I was just like,
everything
oh,
about that show is just...
fun. Fun, fun, fun.
I've been fighting the urge to go watch it now that it's on Hulu.
It is?
Yeah. It's
yo! On Hulu. You know what time it is.
They just added a ton of, like, 2000s kid shows.
Dude.
I'm so here for it.
They
have Hey Arnold now, too.
Hey Arnold, Life of Derek.
No cartoons, Jason.
No cartoons! Oh, yeah, I was skipping over all the cartoons. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Do we have anything else to talk about, though? I think we're fine having a shorter episode.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, I talked about the greatest theme
Jason's
ever.
Just desperately looking for more shows to talk. Hannah Montana!
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah!
The OC, like, the OC and Smallville were one of my favorite evers of all time. Like, those are the ones that, like, were defining show themes of the 2000s. So it's like, it's pretty fucking good. So, we can choose an album of the week. I have one.
Yeah.
It will be In Rainbows by Radiohead.
Nice.
That was a very iconic album. Which is now 10 years old.
Nice.
Gross.
I'm going for Home by Dixie Chicks.
Oh, man. What a roughie.
I love the Dixie Chicks. Oh, my God. Fight me. Change my mind.
I love the Dixie Chicks. Change my mind. Oh, man.
I would not call myself a country fan, but I'm absolutely a Dixie Chicks fan.
You have
fan.
Some... it's not problematic, but you have some weird taste.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
From All Time Low to Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, fight me. Well, that album is also where the cover of Landslide is on, and I love that cover. I live and die by that cover of Landslide. Yeah,
that's why.
Love or hate the Dixie Chicks, you have to admit that cover is just...
That's what I hear.
Is amazing.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, great albums.
Yeah.
I will say, I've never listened to the Dixie Chicks as a whole. As a non-white, I just never got into them.
They have a great song about killing a man.
I did like that they were very political. They were like, they were super controversial for going up against Bush.
Yeah.
Like, they hated Bush, and that was huge.
Like, for country musicians, they're honestly so unproblematic.
Yeah, aside from that one thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, mildly short episode. I hope you enjoyed your commute to work. I hope you agreed with a lot of this shit, because I know you did.
Otherwise, fight us.
Fight us, always.
Find Jason on the streets.
Fight me. Fight me!
Fight me!
Fight me! What are we doing next? Oh, it's a tricky one. I kind of want to do TRL. Total Request Live.
No, I'm just saying that's going to be another one of those that's mostly you, because
God
I don't know shit.
Well, okay. That's fine. That's tough. You've never seen TRL.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. TRL is awesome. Like, there's so many iconic moments from, like, Britney Spears always being on and having this big walkthrough and having led up to, like, a stage in the middle of Times Square.
Okay, we'll save it for the episode, then.
You know, it's pretty amazing.
So you're just... I think you just really want this episode to be 45 minutes.
No. I'm sorry. TRL. We're doing TRL next time. For all you big 2000s heads, you love TRL as much as I did.
Apparently, so. I'm a fake fan, so...
No, Catherine's just fake.
That's actually true. I am a Gemini, so.
Oh, my God. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.